Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it is 8:34 in the evening, Central Time, and I'm recording late because I had a haircut today. So I wanted to get my walk in this morning because I'm, you know, my weigh-in is tomorrow for, and this is the second week in a row where I've actually done Weight Watchers all week long. So I really wanted to make sure I got my walks in and all of that kind of stuff. So we got up early. It was really cold outside, but we went for a walk. And then I came home and took a shower. And I left, and I did not stop at all on the way because I realized that I was, because of the walk, I had cut it a little bit closer than I wanted to. And when I first started, it had me, Google had me arriving at 1:43 and my appointment was at 1:30. Now, normally you can shave a little bit of time off of that, but by the time I got there, I was about 10 minutes early. But so 1:20 instead of 1:43. Also, they just opened up a new section of the highway, and I'm not sure that Google had calculated that in, and I think it made it a little bit faster. But anyway, so I downloaded all these documentaries, which is what I do. And so I put them on my phone, and What did I learn about today? Let's see. I learned about the first one that I watched was, now I can't remember. I guess I didn't learn anything. It was about the, women in Hollywood and how not enough women directors are hired and actresses and all the parts are designed for men and all that kind of stuff. That was really interesting. I don't know what I can do to help it, but it was a very interesting movie. Or documentary. I really like documentaries. I like to learn something, and I don't know, I find it fascinating, just the whole we're interviewing someone and then we're playing clips of things and whatever. And then I watched one called Pray Away, which had me in tears. Had me in tears because it's about the conversion therapy and the ex-gay ministries. Specifically Exodus, which is now no longer exist, but it was just, I went to something when I first was struggling, and it wasn't really conversion therapy, but it was a program that was at a church in California, and I asked my parents to help me find this. And it was, you know, I was going through my guilty phase and I thought, oh, I'm going to change myself. And so I went to this thing. There was no conversion, really. It was just a lot of Bible study and going to church all the time and, you know, whatever. But obviously it didn't work. But they were associated with Exodus, but not, they were a kind of a standalone, independent ministry. Not that it makes it any better, but they didn't do conversion type stuff. I think that came along later anyway, because I was there in 97, maybe something like that. And I feel like the conversion stuff started in the 2000s. I could be wrong about that, but I think based on the documentary, anyway, it was a teary documentary, but it was so good. I recommend anyone watch it if you're interested in that. It's called Pray Away. It'll make you mad, but it's interesting. And then I also watched one on the college admission scandal. Very interesting. I watched something about an octopus on Netflix called My Octopus Teacher. It was kind of boring, honestly. I mean, it was interesting, but it was way too long for what it was. I found it to be a little bit boring at times. Now, I listen to these things. And that's the other thing. You know, I feel like especially the one about the octopus, you need to be able to watch because It's a lot of undersea footage and stuff, and pretty fish and pretty octopi and sharks and all kinds of stuff like that. And I feel like if you had it on a big screen TV and you were watching it, it would be, you know, it would be more enjoyable. And now I've on the way back, I started something about some drug lab scandal in Massachusetts about some lab technician who, I don't know whether she was selling them or using them or throwing them away, but she was falsifying reports and they found a bunch of drugs in her car. I'm not really sure. I'm going to find out, though. I'm going to find out about it. And there was another one that I'm trying to remember. It was a lot. It was a lot. There were a lot of them because I love documentaries. Also, I can watch watch documentaries while driving because most of it is just listening to interviews. And so there's not a whole lot of visuals that you need to see. You know, you can glance over from time to time, but you learn a lot of stuff. You learn a lot. What was the other one? I can't remember what the other documentary was. It might have been the octopus. I don't remember the order, but anyway, I got through several good, and they were all good. I enjoyed all of them. And I got my hair cut. I was going to get a consultation on surgery, on hair transplant surgery. And even though I called and scheduled the consultation and my sales lady said, oh, I'll just come in your room while you're getting your hair cut and I'll talk to you then and give you all the information and do the exam, you know, that I need to do and all that kind of stuff to see what would be the best fit for you and all that. I called a few weeks ago to schedule that. And so my hairstylist comes in the room and I say, you know, while you're working on me, my person said she was going to come in and give me a consult for the surgery. And she said, oh, she's not here today. And I was in a hurry because I have mixed minus tonight and I needed to record this. And so she said, do you want me to have someone else come in and talk to you since she's not here? And I said, well, no, I'll just do it next time. So I'm gonna have to postpone that until my next appointment because I needed to get home. And so then I left and I wasn't going to eat anything because, again, you know, well, fast food other than a grilled chicken sandwich is a lot of points. And I was trying to go light on my points today anyway, since tomorrow is weigh-in day. And I had to get home, so I didn't really want to stop. I got a bag of spicy pickle chips. They were in the refrigerated section of this gas station that I stopped at. I don't know. Pickles are 0 points, so it was fine. So I had pickles and a Diet Mountain Dew for lunch. And then, I stopped once to pee and that was it. And I just drove the whole way. Made it home, we ate and watched one section of the latest British baking show out of three, because I only had time to watch one section. And then I came up here, I'm recording this, I'm gonna edit it, put it out, and then it'll be 9 p.m. And it'll be time to talk to Daniel and do Mix Minus. So it has been a busy day. And then tomorrow I'm going to get up early so that we can go walk. And then I can do my ritual of, you know, clearing the bowels, walking, clearing the bowels, and then ordering breakfast and then coming home, stripping down, weighing myself, and then eating breakfast. So that's what I'm going to do. And so, yeah, really busy day. It's just boom, 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 boom. I feel like I've been sitting all day and now I'm sitting in a chair again to record these podcasts. I might have to stand up for part of Mix Minus just so my butt's not sore. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.